welcome this morning to Zion Lutheran Church. For this fifth Sunday in the month of May, as we celebrate the Festival of the Holy Trinity, and we follow this morning the order of Matins, let us please rise. O Lord, open my lips. Make haste, O God, to deliver me. Blessed be God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Blessed be God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. You have set your glory above the heavens. When I look at your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars which you have set in place,
what is man that you are mindful of him, and the son of man that you care for him?
Yet you have made him a little lower than the heavenly beings, and crowned him with glory and honor. All sheep and oxen, and also the beasts of the field,
the birds of the heavens and the fish of the sea, whatever passes along the paths of the sea.
O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning,
please be seated for the singing of the hymn.
is Holy, 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 hymn number 507 in the Lutheran Service Book. Josh and Rachel Welker are sponsoring the flowers on the altar and the radio broadcast today to the glory of God in honor of their 14th wedding anniversary on June the 2nd.
Reading from Genesis chapter 1. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The earth was without form and void, and darkness was over the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters. And God said, "Let there be light." And there was light. And God saw that the light was good, and God separated the light from the darkness. God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And there was evening, and there was morning, the first day. And God said, "Let there be an expanse in the midst of the waters, and let it separate the waters from the waters." And God made the expanse and separated the waters that were under the expanse from the waters that were above the expanse. And it was so. And God called the expanse heaven. And there was evening, and there was morning, the second day. And God said, "Let the waters under the heavens be gathered together into one place, and let the dry land appear." And it was so. And God called the dry land earth, and the waters that were gathered together he called seas. And God saw that it was good. And God said, "Let the earth sprout vegetation, plants yielding seeds, and fruit trees bearing fruit in which is their seed, each according to its kind on the earth." And it was so. The earth brought forth vegetation, plants yielding seed according to their own kinds, and trees bearing fruit in which is their seed, each according to its kind. And God saw that it was good. And there was evening, and there was morning, the third day. And God said, let there be lights in the expanse of the heavens to separate the day from the night. And let them be for signs and for seasons and for days and years. And let them be lights in the expanse of the heavens to give light upon the earth. And it was so. And God made the two great lights, the greater light to rule the day and the lesser light to rule the night and the stars. And God set them in the expanse of the heavens to give light on the earth, to rule over the day and over the night, and to separate the light from the darkness. And God saw that it was good. And there was evening and there was morning, the fourth day. And God said, let the waters swarm with swarms of living creatures, and let birds fly above the earth across the expanse of the heavens. So God created the great sea creatures and every living creature that moves, with which the waters swarm according to their kinds, and every winged bird according to its kind. And God saw that it was good. And God blessed them, saying, be fruitful and multiply and fill the waters in the seas and let the birds multiply on the earth. And there was evening and there was morning, the fifth day. And God said, let the earth bring forth living creatures according to their kinds, livestock and creeping things and beasts of the earth according to their kinds. And it was so. And God made the beasts of the earth according to their kinds, and the livestock according to their kinds, and everything that creeps on the ground according to its kind. And God saw that it was good. Then God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the birds of the heaven, and over the livestock, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps along the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God he created him. Male and female he created them. And God blessed them. And God said to them, be fruitful and multiply and fill the earth and subdue it. And have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the birds of the heavens and over every living thing that moves on the earth. And God said, behold, I have given you every plant yielding seed that is on the face of the earth, of all the earth, and every tree with seed in its fruit. You shall have them for food. And to every beast of the earth, and every bird of the heavens, and to everything that creeps on the earth, everything that has the breath of life, I have given every green plant for food. And it was so. And God saw everything he had made, and behold, it was very good. And there was evening and there was morning, the sixth day. Thus the heavens and the earth were finished, and all the host of them. And on the seventh day God finished his work that he had done. And he rested on the seventh day from all his work that he had done. So God blessed the seventh day and made it holy, because on it God rested from all his work that he had done in creation. These are the generations of the heavens and the earth when they were created. O Lord, have mercy on us.
Thanks be to God.
A reading from Acts chapter 2, beginning with the 14th verse. Peter, standing with the 11, lifted up his voice and addressed them. Men of Israel, hear these words. Jesus of Nazareth, a man attested to you by God with mighty works and wonders and signs that God did through him in your midst, as you yourselves know. This Jesus, delivered up according to the definite plan and foreknowledge of God, you crucified and killed by the hands of lawless men. God raised him up, loosing the pains of death, because it was not possible for him to be held by it. For David says concerning him, I saw the Lord always before me, for he is at my right hand, that I may not be shaken. Therefore my heart was glad and my tongue rejoiced. My flesh also will dwell in hope, for you will not abandon my soul to Hades, or let your Holy One see corruption. You have made known to me the paths of life. yet you will make me full of gladness with your presence. Brothers, I may say with confidence about the patriarch David that he both died and was buried, and his tomb is with us to this day. Being therefore a prophet, and knowing that God had sworn with an oath to him that he would set one of his descendants on his throne, he foresaw and spoke about the resurrection of the Christ, that he was not abandoned to Hades, nor did his flesh see corruption. This Jesus God raised up, and of that we are all witnesses. Being therefore exalted at the right hand of God, and having received from the Father the promise of the Holy Spirit, he has poured out this that you yourselves are seeing and hearing. For David did not ascend into the heavens, but he himself says, "The Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand until I make your enemies your footstool." Let all the house of Israel therefore know for certain that God has made him both Lord and Christ, this Jesus whom you crucified. O Lord, have mercy on us.
Thanks be to God.
We rise for the reading of the Holy Gospel. A reading from Matthew chapter 28. Now the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain to which Jesus had directed them. And when they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. And Jesus came and said to them, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. And behold, I am with you always to the end of the age." O Lord, have mercy on us.
Thanks be to God.
Forever, O Lord, your word is firmly set in the heavens. Blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Continue with confessing our Christian faith through the words of the Athanasian Creed. Whoever desires to be saved must above all hold the Catholic faith.
Whoever desires to
and the Catholic faith is this:
that we worship.
For the Father is one person, the Son is another, and the Holy Spirit is another.
But the God and the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit is one, the glory of equal, the majesty of eternal.
Such as the Father is, such is the Son, and such is the Holy Spirit. The Father infinite, the Son infinite, the Holy Spirit infinite.
The Father eternal, the Son eternal, the Holy Spirit eternal.
And yet there are not three eternals, but one eternal.
Just as there are not three uncreated or three infinites, but one uncreated and one infinite.
In the same way, the Father is almighty, the Son almighty, the Holy Spirit almighty.
And yet there are not three almighties, but one almighty.
So the Father is God, the Son is God, the Holy Spirit is God.
And yet there are not three gods, but one God.
So the Father is Lord, the Son is Lord, the Holy Spirit is Lord.
And yet there are not three lords, but one Lord.
just as we are compelled by the Christian truth to acknowledge each distinct person as God and Lord. So we are prohibited by the Catholic religion to say that there are three gods or lords.
The Father is not made nor created, nor begotten by anyone.
The Son is neither made nor created, but begotten of the Father alone.
The Holy Spirit is of the Father and of the Son, neither made nor created, nor begotten, but proceeding.
Thus there is one Father, not three fathers, one Son and not three sons, one Holy Spirit, not three Holy Spirits.
And in this Trinity, none is before or after another, none is greater or less than another.
But the whole three persons are co-eternal with each other and co-equal, so that in all things, as has been stated above, the Trinity in unity and unity in Trinity is to be worshipped. But it is also necessary for everlasting salvation that one faithfully believe the incarnation of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Therefore, it is the right thing that we believe and confess that our Lord Jesus Christ the Son of God is at the same time both God and man.
He is God begotten from the substance of the Father before all ages. And he is man born of the substance of his mother in this age.
Perfect God and perfect man, composed of a rational soul and human flesh.
Equal to the Father with respect to his divinity, less than the Father with respect to his humanity.
Although he is God and man, he is not two, but one Christ.
One, however, not by the conversion of the divinity into flesh, but by the assumption of the humanity into God.
One altogether, not by confusion of substance, but by unity of person.
For as the rational soul and flesh is one man, so God and man is one Christ.
Who suffered for our salvation, descended into hell, rose again the third day from the dead,
ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father, God Almighty, from whence he will come to judge the living and the dead.
At his coming, all people will rise again with their bodies and give an account concerning their own deeds.
And those who have done good will enter into eternal life, and those who have done evil into eternal fire.
This is the fact of faith. Whoever does not believe that they believe incorrectly cannot be saved.
Please be seated for the singing of our hymn.
The hymn of the day is hymn 835, On Galilee's High Mountain, hymn number 835 in the Lutheran Service Book.
Thank you.
sermon text this morning, the readings from today, especially focusing on Genesis chapter 1. Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Please be seated. We are created beings. What does that mean? That means that all that we see, all that exists, was called into being by our God. This is creation out of nothing. There was no primordial soup. There was no pre-existing materials that God used to form, fashion, or create the world with. The God who exists, the God who is, called this world and all that is in it into existence through his very word. This at least the creationists and the evolutionists have in common. One miracle to start all things. Both the creationists and the evolutionists are confident that matter came into being, that there was nothing, and that there was something. An evolutionary model posits that nothing spontaneously generated itself into something. They have a materialist worldview. Matter is all that there is. Therefore, ultimately, life has absolutely no meaning. There is no point to it but to be a consuming and producing animal. You are nothing more than a random collection of electrical impulses and chemical reactions. But if that is the case, I must ask you then, where does the mind come from? Having a brain is one thing, but having a mind is quite something else. Where is morality generated? Where does law come from? There must be more to existence than the survival of the species. Now, it is true that as Christians, we also believe that something came out of nothing. We believe in the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Moses. We believe in the God who spoke the divine word and brought his creatures, both animate and inanimate, spiritual and physical, into existence. The Spirit of God hovered over the waters, and God spoke. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him nothing has made that has been made. In him was life, and that life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and darkness has not overcome it. This Word is true God. This Word is the pre-incarnate Jesus, begotten of the Father before all worlds, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate of the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary and was made man. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. This Word is true God. This Word is pre-incarnate Jesus, begotten of the Father. Moses was called by this very Word the Son of God. The God who spoke out of the burning bush gave Moses his commission. And it was Moses who asked, "When the people who ask who sent me, who shall I say sent me?" And the God of the burning bush said, "When they ask who sent you, you tell them, I am has sent you." That is God's name, I am. It means he is the God who exists. Our God just is. He always has been, and He always will be. He is Father, Son, and Spirit. He is the one who created time and our existence. Can we explain the Trinity? No, we cannot explain the Trinity. We cannot explain the divine majesty. All attempts at coming up with an explanation are going to fall short of the truth of the divine mystery. Therefore, we must content ourselves with the declaration that God is Father, Son, and Spirit. We must content ourselves with the teaching of Scripture that God simply is. But what is can be described. Our God is a creating God. And we see from the book of Genesis that we, that means you, are the pinnacle of God's creation. And this also means that we have hardwired inside of us this very desire to create, the very desire to build and to form and to shape. We desire to use the creation around us as we were commanded by God. Fill the earth and subdue it. We fill it with the visions of our mind, with great buildings and highways, ships and aircrafts and hosts of other manners of inventions, as we reflect out into the world the creative will of our God. As God's creatures, we reflect His love of beauty. For beauty is all around us, in nature, in the things that we create. Beauty is more than material. Beauty comes from someplace else. And our world is full of beauty, and it's full of meaning. Because there is a God who is full of beauty, and a God who is full of meaning. Through the gift of writing, through novels and poetry, humanity has been gifted with the skills of music and art given to us by the very breath of our Creator. And all of this is evidence of the mind, not just a brain, but consciousness. For indeed, we are all, each and every one of us, more than the sum of our parts, more than our synapses and electrical impulses, neurons and electrons. They all make for fine automatons. But our mind, now our mind is a marvel. A mind, a psyche, the ability to love and to be loved, to have a personality distinct enough to make us individuals who live out and reflect the will of the Creator in this created world, to be able to appreciate a sonnet, a play, a song, to understand and appreciate the lines of a sports car, the finesse of an athlete, the skill of a carpenter or a plumber or an electrician or a welder, and then at the same time to be able to take immense satisfaction in hot, buttered, and salted sweet corn. Indeed, the mysteries of God are great. Take, for instance, being here in this place. This place is where God reveals Himself. And just the fact that we say Himself is so very important. For God reveals Himself in the masculine. God reveals Himself as the essence of fatherness, the Father by whom all fathers seek to emulate. Ponder a bit that here in these stone walls, and also the angels of heaven veritably sing out to us, fall to your knees, take off your shoes, for the place where you are standing is holy ground. The Lord who is unsearchable, the God who is unknowable, the Creator who is beyond our comprehension, reveals Himself to us in this place through His Word. For He is our God, the only true God. And here we find the presence of the divine Word who does this incredibly gracious thing for us. He makes Himself known to us in Jesus. The incarnation of the Word is right at the heart of all theology. The spiritual has the humility to become mere material on our behalf. Jesus, who in very nature being God, took on flesh for our sakes, and became man. This God chose you in Christ before the foundations of the world were laid. You are a product of divine thought, for God has willed it that you live in this particular time, in this particular place. Malcolm Gait, a British poet, tells the story of when Samuel Coleridge Taylor, who was a famous British composer and supporter of Thomas Clarkson's abolitionist efforts, they got together and they were corresponding back and forth. And Clarkson confessed to Taylor in a letter. He said this, that he was completely emotionally exhausted by the seemingly fruitless efforts of the abolition of slavery, saying, "It's not that I'm losing faith in the campaign against slavery. It is that I am losing faith. I have no idea anymore of the divine." And Coleridge writes back to Clarkson, "Do not worry in the least if you have any idea of the divine. But never forget that you are a divine idea. That you are in the mind of Christ. He waits for your moment in time and he wills you into being. Then we are little words. We are little words from the divine word. And Christ is not finished saying to the world what he wants to say through Thomas Clarkson. And Christ is not finished saying to the world what he wants to say through you. For you have been born for such a time as this, to live in this moment, to be the person that you are, to proclaim Christ in the here and the now. Did man break the world and its beauty through the institution of slavery? Did man break the world and its beauty through war and bloodshed? Yes, yes he has. But God still has great beauty and creativity to work in and to bring into the world through you. As a reflection and a creation of the triune God." Then Geist goes on to write these words of a poem. He says, "I cannot think unless I have been thought, nor can I speak unless I have been spoken, nor can I teach except I have been taught, or break the bread except I am broken. O mind behind the mind through whom I speak, O light behind the light through which I see, O words behind the word which I speak, O founding unfound wisdom, finding me." God is, and we are his creatures. We are the people of his pasture and the sheep of his hand. We reflect the creativity of the Creator. We strive for beauty within boundaries as he has given us boundaries. God is. God is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. He is mystery revealed. And we are little mysteries revealed to be the children of God. In that God's holy name, amen. And now may that peace which passes all understanding be in your hearts and minds through the one true faith in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. Let us now all rise for the singing of the Te Deum. Please be seated.
You have been sharing in the Sunday morning worship at Zion Lutheran Church, 205 Pulaski Street in Lincoln, Illinois, where you have just heard Reverend Mark Thompson deliver the message for this morning. If you cannot be physically present, join us every Sunday morning on the radio at 8 over WLLM 1370 AM or WLLM 105.3 FM or at www.ziclinc.org, where you will find links to the internet stream and to the Facebook Live. Zion is a member congregation of the Worldwide Fellowship of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. If you are without a church home, we invite you to become a part of the Zion family. If we may assist you in any way, please call us at 732-3946 or write to us at Zion Lutheran Church, 205 Pulaski Street, Lincoln, Illinois, 62656. Zion also offers a premier education with a Christian worldview for children from ages 3 through the 8th grade at Zion Lutheran School. For more information concerning our school, please contact our principal, Dr. Stephen Perry, at 732-3977. May the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
Please rise for the singing of the Kyrie. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. O Lord, hear my prayer. Almighty and everlasting God, you have given us grace to acknowledge the glory of the eternal Trinity by the confession of a true faith, and to worship the unity in the power of the divine majesty. Keep us steadfast in this faith and defend us from all adversities. For you, O Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, live and reign one God, now and forever. Amen. Let us pray for the whole Church of God in Christ Jesus and for all people according to their needs. O Lord, open our hearts wide through your love for us in Christ, that when we see a brother in need, we joyfully help him with the goods of this world which you have placed into our hands. O Lord, hear our prayers for Norm and Pat Mueller. Thank you, dear God, for the 65 years of marriage Norm and Pat will celebrate this week. You have blessed them out of your hand and granted unto them love and devotion toward one another, along with the blessings of family and friends. As they celebrate their wedding anniversary, they also give you thanks for the gift of Norm's successful surgery. We ask that he continue to recuperate well and regain his strength so that he can attend to his daily activities. Lord, in your mercy. O Lord, send forth your servants to all corners of the earth, that your eternal banquet hall may be filled. Keep them steadfast in the preaching of the blessed invitation of the gospel, that all hungry and weary sinners may find righteousness and nourishment in Jesus Christ, who has made everything ready by his death and resurrection. Lord, in your mercy. O Lord, help parents to set their children's feet firmly on wisdom's path by raising them up in the fear and knowledge of you. Lord, in your mercy. O Lord, preserve peace in our land and uphold our nation's leaders, especially Donald, our president, and JB, our governor. Enable our leaders, our lawmakers, and our judges to govern according to your will and not contrary to your order, knowing that all authority under heaven comes from you. Lord, in your mercy. O Lord, give comfort to the sick and to the lonely and to those who mourn. And we ask you to hear the prayers of all who are in any need. We ask, dear God, that you would attend both Nancy Olander and Teresa Ricart in their current hospitalizations. Give to Teresa and Nancy a courage born out of humble trust in your will and love and care. Comfort these women in their distress, and according to your will, give them a return home from the hospital, there to rest and recuperate. Lord, in your mercy. You are the Lord who feeds and nourishes us with your wisdom. Help us to turn to you in faith and find our every want and need answered in your gracious favor. Lord, in your mercy. O Lord, Heavenly Father, we gratefully remember the sufferings and death of your dear Son, Jesus Christ, for our salvation. Rejoicing in his victorious resurrection from the dead, we draw strength from his ascension before you, where he ever stands for us as his own, as our own high priest. Gather us together from the ends of the earth to celebrate with all the faithful the marriage feast of the Lamb and his kingdom, which has no end. Graciously receive our prayers, deliver and preserve us, for to you alone we give all glory, honor, and worship, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
O Lord, our heavenly Father, almighty and everlasting God, you have safely brought us to the beginning of this day. Defend us in the same with your mighty power, and grant that this day we fall into no sin, neither run into any kind of danger, but that all our doings, being ordered by your governance, may be righteous in your sight. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Let us bless the Lord. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God the Father, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with you all.
The closing hymn is number 830, Spread the Reign of God, the Lord. Hymn number 830 in the Lutheran Service Book.
Thank you.
announcements this morning. First, there are no youth group activities today, but next Sunday, June 7th, the $10 and the permission slips to go bowling are due. So that is due next Sunday, and the bowling will actually be on June 14th from 12:50 to 3 o'clock. If you would, please give the permission slips and the money to either Sam Opperman or Mrs. Meyer. And so that is due next week. Also, Scripp had, Sarah Seeloff was running it. She retired. She's no longer doing that. So as for right now, for this summer, we can get Scripp out at school, but we won't have it out in the lobby until we figure out how we're going to continue doing the Scripp program. Lori?
If you were here last week, we have good news. The directories are in. So if you did not get one last week, please see me in the auditorium, and we will be handing them out.
And may the Lord bless all of you. May He bless your comings in and your goings out from this time forth and forevermore. Amen.